People starting to gather around here at Comerica Park, waiting to be let in for the Tigers and Rays final game of that series coming up tonight, and of course, or this afternoon rather, and you'll have it here on 97.1 The Ticket. Tigers trying to cut their magic number down to 2. God, I want to keep saying that over and over and over again. Hopefully they can close the deal here and secure a playoff spot. It's interesting, if they make it, they right now are lined up with Houston. But how much more would you rather play Baltimore, given they just won a series in Baltimore?
Honestly, I don't care.
Don't you?
Nope. Okay. Not at all.
They're 2-4 against Houston this year, 4-2 against Baltimore. And I bet more Tiger fans would roadie to Baltimore than they would to Houston.
Probably would. Yeah. I mean, if I had to pick one, I it would be Baltimore. I think just the travel time is cut down.
Do you think they can turn Camden Yards, if we get, again, if we make it, into what they did with the Arizona Cardinals stadium?
With the Lions fans,
yeah.
Too?
Yep.
No.
No?
I think
can we get a Jared Goff chant going in Baltimore?
That can happen. I think it's really tough to do that in baseball. I just don't think baseball fans travel like football does.
I hear you. Make it first. Make it first.
Yeah.
Christy is next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Christy.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
All right, Christy.
Good. Hey, so I was at the game last night, and I've been to a lot of Tiger games in my day. I was in 2006 World Series, and it was absolutely electrifying. I had goosebumps the entire time. When Jackson Jobe came out, the stadium just went absolutely crazy. And it's just like everybody said, everybody was on their feet the entire ninth inning. And I just love that I get to celebrate the Lions and the Tigers and get ready for the Red Wings. I can't remember a time like this ever.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
It's been a while.
Yep. And we just point out at the beginning of the show that probably the 2014 Tigers were probably the last team to really compete for a championship until last year's Lions team. And now the Lions are competitive at a level that is unprecedented. And the Tigers right now are out of the blue, ambushing baseball and ambushing their own fan base. Like, you know, it's been a month. I mean, we did a topic yesterday, and we had it perfectly by a listener. Who's your Tiger since last Thursday? Because it's been, you know, such a short period of time that people have been, like, jumping on board. But talk about a group of players that are winning people over.
It changes on the night.
Yeah.
You know, different heroes emerge every night. It's great that some of these guys have been pretty consistent, but for the most part, you're seeing somebody else do something special every night. The other day, it was Wenzel Perez's turn. Parker Meadows has 3 hits and a leadoff home run. Torkelson hits the home run last night. You get outstanding pitching in the middle of that game when Cater Montero just didn't have it yesterday, right?
No, I didn't.
Serves up the home run, comes out of the game, and, well, it's okay. We just turn it over to Gunther.
Right. Gundog millionaire.
Yeah, hey, what do we got? Oh, we need Hanafy? We got him. Yep. Hanafy, get up there. You know, it's just everybody on this team is playing a role. It's fantastic.
I want to talk about Jackson Jobe here a little bit because, again, if you didn't hear us earlier, credit Bally's for not going to commercial break between the bottom of the eighth and the top of the ninth. So those of us at home that couldn't be here got to see him.
And they had the cameraman running alongside him the whole time, so you got, like, up close to see him every breath he was taking. And he didn't look – like, A.J. Hinch this morning said he didn't seem like he was anywhere near as nervous as I thought he'd
be. Well, what's funny about it is there's sort of this youthful innocence. You know, he's in the clubhouse after the game, and they talk to him, and he goes, you know, that spring training outing I had really prepared me for this. And I burst out laughing, like – he doesn't know any better. He's like, I pitched with these guys before. And I was like, yes, the intensity down in Lakeland in that or that game in Dunedin.
Meaningless mid-March game.
Prepared you. What prepared you for this is you're a badass, Jackson Jobe. You're a total badass. And he took to the mound, and it was like the perfect spot for him, too, because in the midst of a high-intensity pressure situation, the Tiger team carved out a low-intensity, non-pressure situation by giving him a 7-1 lead.
Well, they get him to warm up, and he's starting to warm up, but he's not warming up, like, in a hurry. And they were the broadcast made mention of that, okay, well, he's not really working up a lather here. He's just kind of stretching it out. And then Gibby had the astute observation, said, well, you know, they might need another run for him to come in this game.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you need to get to that five-run cushion before you feel comfortable bringing him in. And sure enough, here comes Jason Foley up to warm up because it's only a four-run lead. And then the Tigers get that fifth run across the board. And then Foley sits down. Job gets back up, and you know he's coming in. So it just built up to this crescendo of excitement. And then the kid comes in the game and pitches as well as he did. Now, I'm sure he would have loved to have three punch-outs, but sitting at 98 miles an hour with that heater and getting those other pitches that look filthy and getting, you know, a couple of flyouts and a ground out was very nice. Nice debut.
The other thing is, you know, this season is different when it feels like multiple times this year, what have we had? We've had cutaways of the family whose kid is making their debut. I remember with Cole Keith, Jace Young, Jackson Job. It's happened more this year with this Tiger team than I can ever remember in a season. You get like one of those every other year, and we've had multiple instances this year where, you know, Johnny Cain's got to go visit with the family, and we get to see.
I'm here with Justin Henry Malloy's parents. And,
yes. You know? Remember his first hit in Houston, and Dad was all fired up, and, you know, the interviews in the state. That's happened minimum four times this year, right?
Happened a bunch.
Minimum.
Those are always fun.
They are.
You know, and recently we've had some fun ones. When Roger Clemens was there watching his kid make his debut, that's the Rocket. He's out there watching his kid hit. That's kind of strange, but okay. It's always great, and last night was no exception.
Now, what doesn't go with an abundance of those debuts is a team in the thick of a playoff chase and quite frankly, so far having success. They got to finish the job.
Yes,
can't
they do.
Say that enough. But what they have done at this point to get to where they are now has been remarkable, all while debuting all these guys that are too young and dumb to know any better. As I like to say, they're in a restricted area without the proper credentials.
Hey, more guys with floppy hair. Get them out there.
Isn't it crazy?
That's what they have. They're all floppy hair guys.
Yes. Believe me, I'm fully well aware having a 17-year-old boy and a 22-year-old boy who have leaned into that haircut. I think anybody out there that's got a kid that's around that age, and it feels like half the Tigers have that bird's nest haircut.
Yeah, maybe I might start thinking of a new do.
I think you should. Oh, dude, do it. And if the Tigers make the playoffs, will you style your hair that way? I'd do it, but I can't.
Oh, I think you should.
I can't. I just got good news. Dan Dickerson is stopping by at 11:30.
Nice. Double D.
Yep. So we'll talk to the play-by-play voice of this Detroit Tiger team. The excitement that he brings us on a night-in, night-out basis. That coming up at 11:30. Scott Harris spoke a little bit about Jackson Job on a podcast. We'll get to that coming up at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson outside of Comerica here on 97.1 The Ticket.